But first of all, great to head up north to have a chat to Barry Bowditch, the boss of the Magic Millions sales, who would be tickled pink with how the first 2 days of the Broodmare sale has gone. Good morning, Barry. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. No, fantastic, obviously. It's been a great 2 days thus far.
Could you have ever dreamt in your wildest dreams that Sunlight would reach $4.2 million?
Look, it's an interesting one. I think, you know, it was a very good price for her, obviously. But, look, there's never been a mare that we've had the opportunity to offer that is in the same sphere as her in our minds. So, you know, champion three-year-old, an outstanding physical with a pedigree. The world showed interest in her. There was five bidders, I think, above $3 million on her from all over the world. And we're just thrilled with the price and obviously thrilled for Tony McAvoy, his team, Widden Stud, Aquas Farm that owned her, and also for Coolmore who bought her, because obviously, you know, she's going to stay in Australia for a fair few years, I think, and go to Justify.
It's incredible, the bloodstock market, isn't it? Because it almost seems to be COVID-proof. On that first day especially, you had 4.2 for Sunlight, you had 2.75, Yulong by an Unforgotten, Champagne Cuddles, $2 million, Invincibella, $1.3 million. Yesterday, Piero's Sister was sold for $1 million. So it certainly hasn't flattened COVID, the market that we're seeing at the moment.
No, and I think that's, I think we're obviously a very resilient bunch in this industry, but I think given the fact racing's continued on, the sales have continued on, and the respect the Australian product has all over the world these days, you know, you only got to think about the horses that have succeeded in England and the mares that have gone, obviously Anthony Van Dyke's out of an Australian mare, and obviously in America last year, Yearling at a Bounding who was sold, he made $4.1 million US. So I think the respect for the Australian product is evident and has been shown over the last 2 days.
A horse now, like Sunline, who's going to go to Justify, could you put your crystal ball hat on if we get the beautiful specimen? What type of money would you be forecasting it would go through a ring for?
Oh, it's a potential sales topper, but all I know, I'll be making sure Tom Magny has a Magic Millions entry form when that day happens. Yeah.
Because a lot of people open their mouth and go, gee, that's a lot of money. But a typical broodmare, if you're a successful broodmare, how many mares would you envisage? Would she have 10 to 12 to 15 for a mare like Sunlight?
Yeah, it suggests so. 10, 12 would be about the number. You know, like, if she throws the same physique as she has, she could be throwing sale toppers for a long time. Like, she is, she's as good a physical I've ever seen. Like, anyone wanting to find the perfect horse, go find a photo of Sunlight. She's unreal to see.
And day two yesterday, obviously you didn't have the stars that went through the ring, but you would have been very happy with the end result.
Yeah, obviously mares in foal yesterday. We had Rachel's day one, which was an unbelievable result. But yesterday, mares in foal, it was a very realistic market. Good depth at the top end. You know, vendors are very, obviously, as I said, they're realistic. They want to get these mares sold, so they're doing their best to get them on the market. And obviously, James Harren bought Piero's Full Sister. Obviously, he had a lot to do with Piero in the early days, and she was a good-looking mare in foal to Exceed and Excel, so it was just a great package for him to pick up.
And what rounds out the broodmare sale today, and then we're on to the yearlings in the next couple of days?
Yeah, we're looking forward this morning. Obviously, within an hour of the sale starting, we've got Vedora going through, obviously a star mare that you guys would be familiar with.
Wow.
There. In foal to Lope de Vega on a first cover, which, you know, Lope de Vega is a world-renowned stallion. Again, she's an outstanding physical, and, you know, I expect her to be our highlight mare today. And we've got a couple other mares in foal to Lope de Vega later in the day that should do well. And on to the weanlings tomorrow, which will be a good trade market. Obviously, a lot of the breeders did well in the early sales this year. So, you know, they're looking to step out and do some purchasing over the next 3 days.
How do you see the next 12 months unfolding from the sales perspective? Obviously, the build-up will be for the Magic Millions at the turn of the new year, and we don't know what the situation. You guys are going really well up north, but we're in still a perilous state in Victoria. How do you see it all unfolding?
Oh, it's hard to say, isn't it? You know, this is an unknown presence we're going through right now, but my expectations are that the fundamentals in our sport are so good. Like, prize money is fantastic. You know, engagement levels are great. Obviously, we've raced through COVID-19. We haven't missed too many meetings. And you know, given that, I think there's still going to be an appetite for horses. But, you know, realistically, you know, I can't see us going through and breaking any more records. But as long as we keep a healthy market and keep our breeders trading stock, that's the important component to the market.
Well, thank God for Queensland at the moment, Barry. You saved the footy, and the horses are still going well through the ring up there. Appreciate your time this morning, mate.
Yeah, good on you, Michael. I'm thrilled to be part of the sporting capital of Australia right now.
Well, hopefully we can all join you by January. We want to be back up there for the Magic Millions, so enjoy the sun and the freedom.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael.